You know, our Bible reading comes out of the book of Mark today, the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 3. I'm not going to hold you long, but it's coming out of the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 1 through 3. And it reads thus wise, and as they approached Jerusalem at Bethphage at Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? You say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it back. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. If I were to use as a theme or subject from which to teach this morning, I would entitle this subject, Set Loose for the Master's Use. Set Loose for the Master's Use. You ought to touch your neighbor's hand if you're sitting next to somebody and hearing this message saying, set loose for the Master's use. Set loose for the Master's use. God has a desire to use us for his glory, but he is not able to because we are tied to things not of his glory. We are tied to things not of his power. We are tied to things not of his majesty nor of his righteousness. Too many of us are tied to this materialistic world. We are tied to tradition. We are tied to sense gratification. We are tied to old way of thinking. We are tied to other people controlling our lives, which are neither productive, helpful, or inspirational. We are tied to even poverty thinking. We are tied to a welfare check or tied to Section 8 or some other form of government of assistance that we really, really do not need. We are tied to even generational curses. For example, you know that old saying, well, my mother had cancer, my father had diabetes, and therefore I must have it also. We are tied to that kind of generational thinking and that generational curse. We are tied to negative people and negative energy. We are so tied to these things that they have become, in all honesty, family, a normal part or way of our life. Our biblical passage today finds Jesus untying us from the materialistic things of this world. First, Jesus finds himself in Jerusalem. Jerusalem means a city founded in peace. In other words, you can never find peace in your thoughts or consciousness as long as you are tied to a materialistic thing. For the very materialistic things for which you are tied to will cause you a headache and give you pain. That house that you love so much will cause you to worry. How are you going to make the mortgage payments, or how are you going to pay the rent? That car that you treasure so much will cause you to worry. How will you make that car note? You're waiting at home, standing next to the mailbox, will have you stressed out, wondering, will the government check come and when will it get here? Until you untie yourself from the materialistic things of this world, you can never find spiritual peace in your inner self or your inner world. Secondly, Jesus sends two of his disciples into a village opposite of them. The two disciples here represent balance of the body and spirit within the Christ conscious mind. So Christ must rule over the body and the spirit if man is to truly be free from the materialistic things of this world. When you have Christ in your life, you begin to live a balanced life and you experience the kingdom of God both in your body and in your spirit. Jesus tells his disciples they have to go into a village. Listen to what the Bible says. It says opposite of them. This means they have to exercise their faith and do something they are not used to doing. For example, trusting in a power greater than themselves. That's Jesus the Christ. Jesus then tells them, when you go into this village, you will find a colt tied there. Now, as a colt is a male horse or not more than 4 or 5 years of age. This represents for us spiritually an intelligent but untrained or inexperienced mind that needs to be developed. It needs to be nurtured and it needs to be, above all, disciplined. Jesus then says that this colt on which no one yet has ever sat, in other words, this mind is ripe for grooming, is ripe for developing, is ripe for nurturing, and is ripe for discipline. In other words, our mind has to be ripe for God to be willing to be ready to work it. Jesus says, untie the colt and bring the colt to me. Why? Why bring it to Jesus? Because the colt is tied to something that it can't get itself away from. And only the master teacher Jesus can untie that colt and set it free. Jesus tells his disciples, if anyone asks you, why are you untying the colt? You simply tell him these words, that the Lord has need of it. In short, God has need of you to establish his kingdom of heaven right here on earth. He makes that clear in his scripture. You are here for the purpose of serving as an ambassador to establish the kingdom of God right here on earth. Jesus then finishes this statement by telling his disciples to tell those who question them about untying the colt that the colt will be immediately returned to them. That's a very interesting point there. He says that bring me the colt, and then once you've brought me the colt and I've used the colt for the purpose of God's kingdom, I'm going to return the colt back to you. Here's a proper spiritual understanding of what that really means. It means that once you have been liberated from materialistic things, once God has revealed to you your mission, your purpose, and your destiny in life, your job is to go back and help liberate others with the knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding you have received from the Christ within you, the hope of your glory. You are called to help untie them from whatever captivity they may be in that is stopping them from living the abundant life that God intended for them to live. You are called to introduce them to the teachings and the power and the glory of Jesus the Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Jesus can only be lifted up from the earth through you and by you based on your actions. For he that the Son set free, the scripture says, is free indeed. Once you have accepted Christ into your life, you are a new creation. Old things pass away and new things come into being. You are no longer tied to the system, tied to a check, tied to negative or unproductive energy, tied to a nasty attitude or an unwelcoming spirit. No, my dear family friends, you are a new creation indeed. You have been set loose for the Master's use. As I close, let me say this. After the disciples bring Jesus the colt, Jesus sits on the colt riding. Watch what the scripture says, into Jerusalem. He's riding into Jerusalem. Jesus riding the colt is symbolic of a young, inexperienced, yet disciplined mind now under the power and rulership of Christ. This mind now is free in the spirit. It has power to decree a thing into existence. It is no longer tied to this world's order. This mind says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, it says, as the Apostle Paul said, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus now also be in you. It affirms that biblical message in scripture which says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Today, my friends, God wants to use you. He has given you a spiritual and a special calling, a special mission, a special vision, and an abundant destiny. He wants to untie you from your old way of living, your old way of thinking, and yes, even your old way of behaving. He wants to loose you for his use because he has a need for you. Yes, you're the advocate he's looking for to bring change in the world. You're the doctor he wants to use to come up with the cure for cancer and diabetes. You're the person he gave that song to sing to unify our nation. You're the person he put that book in so that other people can read it and run with the vision. Yes, you're the preacher and the teacher he is looking for to preach and teach his word and manifest heaven right here on earth. Once you accept Christ into your life, you have been set loose for the Master's use. When you know why you've been set free and your mind is under the rulership and power of the Christ, then Jerusalem comes aware in your consciousness and you have peace in your home, peace on your job, peace in your relationship, and ultimately peace in your mind. Jesus riding the colt in Jerusalem means he has triumphed over the physical world and the spiritual world now reigns. It means balance now has come into his life and he's riding the donkey, meaning he's riding a mind that is now disciplined. Jesus wants to ride your mind today. Christ wants to ride your mind that you might have rulership and balance and peace in your life. It means you have victory now over physical desires. You have victory over that cigarette smoking. You have victory over that gambling. You have victory over poverty. You have victory over sickness. You are no longer tied to this world order, but you have victory in Jesus the Christ. God bless you. You have been set loose for the master's use. If you are looking for a church family home, if you are looking where you can be showered with love, empowered with his spirit, and recharged with his word, join us at the Way Center of Truth every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. 2728 East Palmdale Boulevard, Suite 120. If you're looking for strong biblical teachings, join us in our seat class every Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. You will not be disappointed. To God be the glory, and may you have a blessed, highly favored week. God bless you.